The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Your Money Replay from Money FM 89.3. Money and Me on Your Money, only on Money FM 89.3.
Good morning and welcome to Money and Me. I'm Michelle Martin. This is the show where we help you make better use of your savings, make smart investment decisions, and spot the latest trends out there so you can make your money work harder for you. Today, I'm speaking with Ferris Wee. He is a master trainer at the Institute for Financial Literacy. Good morning, Ferris.
Good morning, Michelle.
Are you excited to walk us through retirement? Is this something that you're passionate about?
Yes, I'm passionate about and I will do my best.
Oh, that's great to hear. Listen, I really want to do this because I came across a survey that said 75% of Singaporeans are behind in their retirement plans. And while we do quite well with saving and buying insurance, most of us can stick to a budget. More than 8 in 10 have taken out insurance, for example. But many of us are not saving for what happens after life at work because we're so busy with work. So that's why I thought we'd do the show. And we're going to open phone lines as well, 9717-8893. So you can get your questions to Ferris. So Ferris, first up, what are some most important things to keep in mind when you think about planning for your retirement?
Okay, if you think about planning for retirement, I think there are three key pillars that you need to think about. The first one is having a secured retirement funding. The second one would be having a fully paid up home because you do not want to end up renting during your retirement years. And the third would be health, in terms of having a basic healthcare coverage in place. As we age, the risk will increase, our health risk will increase. So these are three key areas that a retiree or somebody who is planning for retirement, that they should take note.
Okay, so number one, your source of retirement.
Yeah, the source funds. Of retirement funds, correct.
Okay, number two is
a fully paid up home.
Is your home paid up? And number three, well, health is an ongoing thing, right? It fluctuates all the time.
Yeah, so it's important for them to have a medical coverage. Just imagine if they do not have a medical cover.
Hospitalization, you mean?
Yeah, hospitalization. So for Singaporeans, we are very fortunate. We have MediShield Life. But if they want to have an option to have a higher cover or better cover, then they can consider having a private insurance coverage. Having a choice of the kind of hospital they want to stay or even the choice of their doctor. But of course, it's a tension between cost and comfort.
Yeah. And depends on your budget as well.
Yeah.
So Ferris, you are a master trainer at the Institute for Financial Literacy. I'm sure you meet all sorts of people.
Yes.
What are some common mistakes you come across when people try to plan for retirement?
Okay, one of the common mistakes that they do is not knowing how much they need and delaying in planning for their retirement. And that means they start later rather than sooner. So let me give you one example.
Yeah,
so
for example, take notes. Go
okay,
ahead.
Sure. So for example, there was one participant who came over and shared with me. Say, Ferris, do you know I'm 30 years old? I have no problem with retirement funding. I intend to retire at 55 and I would have $1 million. Wow, so $1 million is a lot of money, right?
Yeah.
So for example, then I asked him, I said, hey, that's very interesting. So may I ask you, how much do you need on a monthly basis based on today's dollar? That means how much do you need per month?
Yeah.
Then he says $3,000. Say, that's very interesting. But do you know there's inflation? So suppose if inflation would be at 3%, then do you know that your $3,000 that you need will balloon to become $6,000 and you're looking at about $72,000 in a year? So you have $1 million, right?
Yeah.
Just imagine if the person lived until 85, you're looking at 30 years. So simple calculation of getting 72,000 multiplied by 30, you're looking at 2.something million dollars. So if the person says that 1 million is sufficient, in fact, if you do the math, he has a shortfall of more than $1 million.
Oh my goodness, so he had to start saving even more.
Yes.
Immediately, did he do that?
No, he didn't. So so what happens is he needs to manage his expectations. So he has then, what he plans to do is he intends to take small steps because he has his family needs, his own lifestyle expenses. So 1 million is the guide, right?
Yeah.
So chances are he may probably needs to delay his retirement age to 65 so that he has sufficient that lasts him until the rest of his life.
Oh, yes, because he was planning to retire at 55. So yeah, this, for him, means pushing back the retirement age or moderating his expectations.
Yeah. Well said, man, Michelle.
Yeah, finally got that out really early in the morning. Okay. What are some of the obstacles that really stand in the way of somebody executing their retirement plan?
May I share with you a theory? All right?
Okay.
Okay, so you heard of ICA. ICA, when people talk about ICA, they talk about Immigration Checkpoint Authority, right?
I'm thinking passport. Okay.
Passport. So what does ICA stand for? Okay, this is something that I come up with. I stand for instant gratification.
Okay.
So if the person, they just have immediate gratifications, they spend what they have today, they are not going to save for tomorrow, right? So C, what does C stand for? C stand for credit gratification. Using your future income to spend for today's needs. All right. Then what does A stand for? A stand for what I call the Singapore term, action gratification. Spending with the money that they don't have to buy the things that they don't need to impress the people that they do not like or they do not know.
Or just to be action.
Oh, okay. Then of course, I would say is that there is two D's that will also affect them.
Mm.
One would be the delay in planning for their retirement.
Yeah.
The other D would be discipline. Do they have the discipline to continue stash away a side of money for the rest of their life so that they can prepare for their retirement?
I like that. ICADD. And it also ties in with what I believe. We are, as human beings, a string of compulsions. You know, we think we are compelled to buy this and then compelled to buy that for different reasons. It's gratification, because you want to action bid it and all that. And it's about reining all that in with discipline.
Yes, indeed.
Okay, but it doesn't have to be hard, right? How can these obstacles be overcome?
That's a very, very good question. So in order for them to overcome, I personally think that, first of all, they need to take action. So knowledge is just potential power until they applied it. So by taking action means, right, spending within their means, if necessary, spending below their means. Savings can be an addictive habit. So as they continue to stash away, right, if the savings continue to grow, they see their savings grow, then it will give them a source of comfort, it will give them a source of confidence. So I personally think, right, when's the best time for them to start to plan for their retirement? There's a Chinese proverb that says that the best time is actually 20 years ago. What's the next best time?
It's now.
Now. You are right, man. You're right.
Wow, I like that proverb.
Thank you.
The best time is 20 years ago or now. Is it true that a person should have... You know, I think most of us latch on that idea of a million because we maybe grew up in the era where a millionaire meant that you made it, man.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So most people think you just need 1 million and that's it. You're set for retirement.
Yeah.
But... from your earlier example, it sounded like it's more than 2 million.
Yeah, so I would say it's yes and no. So for example, right, if the person needs $1 million, use a simple math, right?
Mm.
If the retirement years in the retirement is only 15 years and he needs about $50,000 a year, then of course, it would be enough. But do you know, right? Do you know? According to CPF report, one out of two of us will live beyond 85 years old.
So I'm definitely there.
Yeah, and one out of three will live beyond 90. So for example, if he needs $50,000 a year for 30 years, then of course it's not going to be sufficient, right? So it really depends on his needs. The other one is his years in retirement. So there's always the tension between the needs and wants as well.
Okay. So when you sit down with people and you help them plan for that figure, because most people need a goal to aim towards, right?
Okay. Just to clarify, I do not sit down to plan with people.
You help them think through it.
Institute for Financial Literacy, which is also one of the partners with Families for Life, right, under the 365 Plus programs, what we do is we conduct workshops and talks for the public and as well as for companies. So we impart practical principles, but we do not do a one-to-one session such that we sit through. So, but what some of the common questions where people come to say, hey, you know, how are fairies? I have a shortfall. So as I mentioned earlier, the best way that they can do is to start. And there are also schemes available for Singaporeans like us.
Mm.
CPF Life is a wonderful scheme. It's an annuity program. It's a hedging instrument to hedge against longevity risks. So what it basically means is it protects them from outliving their resources. So one of the best ways for any listeners that they want to start planning, right, will be start by making sure that they meet the full retirement sum. If they can, they meet the enhanced retirement sum. So with that, there will be a payout that takes place at 65 that they can receive a payout for the rest of their life. Yeah.
Right. Okay. For adults with parents in nearing the retirement age, how do you think they can help their parents plan for retirement?
Wow, this is a question that is very close to my heart. So because I'm not sure in Asian context, or I'm not sure in the world, right? When you want to talk about money with parents, right? It's like a taboo subject. Sometimes they say that, hey, I eat salt more than you eat rice. It means that they have a vast experience. So how can they start? So one of the best ways that they could start is, first of all, is to have a conversation with them to find out, you know, what are their needs for their retirement. Come with a posture of really wanting to help them, wanting to care for them, because people do not care how much you know, but they want to know how much you care. So that's one, right? Then the other thing is, if they can, right, they can help to even top it up to their CPF retirement accounts. Because by topping up to their CPF retirement accounts, not only they are able to benefit their parents, do you know they are able to enjoy their a tax relief as well.
Yeah, we just learned that last episode.
Wow, that's awesome. Yeah.
And how much? We did the calculations there as well. Yeah. So have a serious conversation with your parents about how much they think they will need.
Mm.
And also,
what are their expectations? Like where they are now and where do they want to go? Because it's important to understand their current situation, and having the end in mind, right? Then with that, they can address the shortfall. What they ought to do now to address the shortfall. If they cannot address the shortfall, the next best thing that they can do is they need to adjust their expectations.
What processes should we be adopting when we want to sit down and calculate that target figure? So the inflation is an important figure. And what else?
Okay, inflation, of course, is a good figure. So if I may, right, I just explore two options that the listeners can use. The first option is called the income replacement ratio. So what they do is they get a certain percentage multiplied by their pre-retirement income. So for example, if the person is drawing $4,000 a month, so they can get 75% multiplied by 4,000, which is $3,000 a month. 1 year, what they essentially need in their retirement will be 36,000. But this is assuming 0% inflation, multiplies the number of years in retirement. Okay, so if they want to factor inflation, I can propose them to visit the CPF website under the two sections, right? There are two calculators that they can explore. One of the calculators is called CPF Retirement Estimator. The other one is CPF Retirement Calculator. So that they would be able to include the inflation rate as well as their expected rate of return, and they can do the calculation for them in the event that they do not know how to use financial calculator. So these are some resources that they can explore. So the other method they can consider using is adjusted expense method. So what is this exactly? So it's to reflect, right? To look at their current expenses and what are some expenses that will go up, goes down during their retirement years, and do a calculation, developing a spending plan, a targeted expense that they're going to spend during their retirement years, and with that multiply by the years in retirement. Then, as I mentioned earlier, they can always visit the CPF website under the two sections. There's this CPF Retirement Estimator, CPF Retirement Calculator, which they can have a good sense of their retirement shortfall and their retirement need.
Well, this makes me want to save every cent that I have. But you know, life is about a balance as
yes,
well, right?
Yes, you
need
right.
to spend a certain amount every month to really live.
Excellent. Well said, Martin. And Michelle.
Good save there.
Yeah.
There is the 80% rule that translates to, you know, saving 80% of your annual earnings. In fact, I had a couple of young men in who did share with me that when they started work, they managed to accumulate a huge amount in the first decade of their lives by saving 70 to 80%.
That's excellent.
That's incredible how they did that.
Yeah.
So what do you think about this sort of approach to financial retirement planning?
I think that this 80% rule, honestly speaking, I do not know who come up with this 80%. So practically, if they can do it, well done, man. But I want to be very real. So if we were to use an example, right, if you look at $100,000, you're saving 80%. You're looking at saving at $80,000 on a yearly basis. But what happens because of their financial needs, because of their family needs, what they can save is only $50,000. So there will be a shortfall. So there's always that tension here. I just want to be very real here that they need to be really realistic with their expectations. So they don't beat themselves up if they cannot save 80%. So if they can save as much as possible, if let's say they're for some, right, for some, they cannot even save 10%. So that would be very disheartening, right? So the trick is to get into the habit of saving. So by starting small, and eventually the big will come.
Yeah, aim for the achievable goal,
yeah.
which is to start the habit.
Yeah.
And then, you know, gamifying it will help tremendously. Some people just love looking at the numbers as they grow on their iPhone, the way their steps
yeah,
grow.
Like my wife.
She's a smart woman.
Thank
okay.
you.
when setting a plan to reach your financial retirement planning goal, what are some factors that you absolutely cannot ignore?
The factors that we cannot ignore, like what I mentioned earlier, would be first of all, inflation. Then the other one would be a fully paid up home. Okay, it's this thing about home, right?
Yeah. Some people say that's good debt.
Yes, in the way, if you look at the trend, yes, in the longer run, there's a capital appreciation, but we never know, right? During economic crisis, like what you saw during the SARS crisis, what you saw during the Lehman crisis, there's always the correction that takes place. But what I'm proposing is for somebody that's going to plan for their retirement, it's important that they consider their loan management, their debt management, preferably, if it's possible, to finish paying off their debt or their mortgage, right, before they retire, because they do not want to use their retirement funding to end up paying for their loans, paying for their mortgage, right? They will eat into this funding, which will affect their preferred lifestyle.
Yeah, and most mortgage loans are structured that way to begin with, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so this one could be a bit controversial. Should a retiree stop investing when they've stopped work?
This is a question that I often think about. And really? Like what you have correctly pointed out, it can be controversial. So the typical teachings or the typical people that advocate is when as you grow older, right, you want to scale down your investments, have a capital preservation model to preserve your capital. But bearing in mind that depending what age the person is retiring, suppose the person is going to retire at 55 or even 65.
Okay.
And just like I mentioned, right, with the life expectancy in Singapore, we are living longer.
Yep.
So you still have the next 20 years. As suppose you expire at 85 or expire at 95, you have 20 to 30 years. Then that's a very long time. So I would suggest that majority of it, yes, we should keep in a capital preservation kind of fund structure or like a savings account or Singapore savings bonds, right? But a smaller percentage, if they could, right, to stay invested, but of course, according to their risk profile. And maybe a moderate or a balanced approach depending on their risk tolerance. Because that's still a long time.
Absolutely. And let's go back to debts, okay?
Yeah.
I wonder, because you're a trainer, you're a master trainer, and you deal with people all the time, whether you have a real-life example that can really bring home, make it very clear to us about how debts can really...
affect you, right?
Struggle, you know, people's... But that's the reality. You know, very few of us are debt-free. If you are, hats off to you, and that's the goal of the program.
Yeah.
But do you have a real-life example of a scenario of someone trying to save for retirement and then with all these saddled with debts?
Honestly speaking, I can only think of the normal kind of debt, you know, the mortgage debt, the loan debt. But it reminds me of the importance of being a cautious debtor. This person comes to mind, and we all know, if you have read the papers, this person is called Iskandar. Okay, so is this Iskandar, right? This Iskandar is the former police officer who committed double murders, the Coven double murders. So what he has done is, because of his debt issues, there's a lot of psychological and emotional issues, right? He took the extreme way by, I think, killing this two person and trying to rob them, right? Mm-hmm. Then eventually, I think he was sentenced to death, I think so. Mm-hmm. So what's my point? My point is, it's important for us to manage our debt. It's important for us to be very careful. So a very, very good start is to spend within your means. Then if it's necessary, if you are in debt, especially consumer debt or unsecured debt, you know, those personal loans, right? You may even need to spend below your means. If it's necessary that these debts are going out of control and it's affecting you, it's affecting your family, they may even want to consider seeking help, for example, from associations like Credit Counseling Singapore.
Yeah. So if you're in debt and thinking about retirement planning, good on you, because you're actually starting to think, you know, in a financially sound way, and you want to get out of debt first. And there are agencies that will help you restructure your debt so that you can do just that. So are there Any other aspects besides finances that we need to think about when planning for retirement? Will making. We just did a show on making a will yesterday. And tomorrow we're going to do another show on the lasting power of attorney.
Yes, yes. Yeah, and of course. Because eventually when we all go to heaven or when we expire, hopefully, right, there will be a sum of money that's left behind. So legacy planning, estate planning will be essential. Estate planning is a process when you're alive, when you're sound-minded, you want to think how are you going to distribute your assets to your beneficiaries, right? And of course, lasting a power of attorney. LPA is something that's very coincidentally, I just did my LPA, it's confirmed.
You did?
Yeah.
Oh,
I did.
Great.
I did. So in the event that I go bonkers, in the event that I lose my mental capacity, my Donnie will step in. And guess who's my Donnie?
Your secret. Wifey.
Of course. So my beloved, you know.
Yeah, I know. She's aware.
She's aware. We did it together.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Yeah.
That is really wonderful. It's growing awareness of lasting power of attorney.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's a very good thing that you are inviting a speaker coming tomorrow. Right?
Tomorrow.
Yeah.
Coming on. So, okay, before I let you go, you've been great to talk to, I have to say, Ferris. Any final thoughts on planning for our retirement you'd like to leave us with?
Well, there is. It reminds me of Lord of the Rings, you know. So why is this Lord of the Rings? Okay, one of the titles, which is called The Fellowship of the Ring.
Okay.
So in order for us to have a fulfilling retirement, you need to have the fellowship of these three rings. So what are these three rings? The first one is the wealth ring. If you don't have wealth, how are you going to enjoy retirement, right? So you need money, right?
Yep.
What's the second ring? You guess. The health ring.
Health ring,
right? If you are wealthy but you don't have health, what's the point?
You got nothing, right?
So what's the third thing? The third ring is a tricky one. The third ring, what I would call this, is called the happy ring. So how do you define happy? It's a sense of purpose. You need to have meaningful relationships. Because in life, you are retired, but if you don't have a sense of purpose, you don't have meaningful relationships, right?
Yeah.
I personally think that I'm going to have a miserable retirement.
Yeah, I just like to add, I think the third ring is contentment at whatever stage of your life. You don't let what you don't have rob you of happiness now.
Excellent. Well said, Michelle.
Yeah, thanks. Well, it's just been so much fun talking to you, Ferris.
I enjoyed it as well.
Yeah, thanks for coming by. On Money and Me, he's Ferris Wee, Master Trainer for the Institute for Financial Literacy, and we've been talking about planning for your retirement. Thanks, Ferris. Have a good day.
Before acting on the information on Money FM, please consider if it's suitable for your own investment objectives, financial situation, and risk tolerance. To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SPH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.